WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An extraordinary situation playing out in Russia as the leader of the country's key mercenary group is now calling for a rebellion against senior Russian military leaders. In a sign of how seriously the Kremlin was taking the threat, security has been heightened in Moscow and in Rostov-on-Don, which is home to the Russian military headquarters overseeing the fighting in Ukraine. In a near unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruling against Texas and Louisiana, preventing states from forcing the Biden administration to deport more undocumented immigrants.
Congress can change the law, but states on their own can't go to court to force the administration to choose their policy choices about who should get deported. The Biden administration can now go forward with an immigration policy that they think is working.
ABC's Terry Moran. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he supports proposals from hard-right lawmakers to expunge the two impeachments of former President Trump. This is ABC News. The Transportation Department warning of flight delays next week as cell phone companies will be able to boost their 5G signals starting July 1st, and some planes have yet to be updated with equipment designed to prevent interference. A legal blow to hundreds of people who are suing over the widespread power outages in Texas back in 2021.
The state Supreme Court has ruled that the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, or ERCOT, cannot be sued because it's a necessary state-authorized entity. The court used the term sovereign immunity, which comes from feudal times, barring legal action against kings and queens. Because the federal government recommended that local utilities handle rolling blackouts, those locals might not end up immune. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A pod of killer whales bumping into a boat taking part in a sailing race near the Strait of Gibraltar, marking the latest encounter in what researchers say is a growing trend of aggressive interactions with Iberian orcas. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & GTWLawyers.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Tom's or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune in to The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's The Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a walk Thursday, a Shaw Thursday edition. How you doing, Dominic?
Crudy, I'm fantastic. Great to see you on your work on the board along with Evan today. Thank you for that. Today is the first day of Summerfest, so hope to see everyone down at the fest later on.
Is that a national holiday in your mind?
I think I'm going to propose that it will be. I'm going to make it Lauren Boebert to put one up for me. That and the impeachment will go about as well.
Today, we find ourselves together close to Milwaukee. I'm not in Milwaukee proper. We're in Waukesha. We're in the Shaw,
baby. In the Shaw, baby.
We're on Wisconsin Avenue. I've been in Waukesha all day. I got to tell you, you're not the occasion.
Are you kidding me?
In that seat that you're sitting in right now.
This is just the cherry on the top, baby. Yes, this seat.
That seat.
Yeah.
Leroy Butler warmed it up for you.
Oh, thanks, Leroy.
Hall of Famer.
Yeah, man.
Got to meet the man. Very cool. I liked him. I had seen him play, you know, from the sidelines, and I'd been at a few press conferences where he was at, but never had that sort of personal interaction. And the birthday boy, another Gemini, Earl.
Happy birthday, Earl.
Hosting Hall of Famer Leroy Butler in this very studio, in that very seat.
And you've never met Leroy Butler before?
No, I never shook his hand. I never had an interpersonal.
Well, because he was out like all the time. I met him, Scott Hicks, at like a golf wedding back when we worked with the stock brokerage firm. And he was there. I got a picture of him.
I didn't get invited to that.
No, you were not there. No.
I met him for the very first time. We actually compared notes, talked about our kids, stuff like that. It was very nice. I don't know if you know, though. I think the man's got a line of alcohol.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I told our
Does he have his own tequila line? I mean,
it might be vodka.
Oh, okay.
It's one of the clearer alcohols, so we'll have to look into that because the happy hour, it's coming soon.
I mean, everyone's doing it. We should come out with our own rum and our own tequila.
Absolutely. Folks, you can always join us. The happy hour starts whenever you dial 844-967-2789. Dom. The sun rises, and the GOP proposed tax cuts. You know, sometimes we're very predictable. Here in the state of Wisconsin, this will be a shocker to our entire audience. The Republican budget, $3.5 billion income tax that focused relief, wait for it, on rich people.
Of course.
On the highest earners.
Yes.
According to Molly Beck and Hope Carnop over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Man, if they couldn't play Santa Claus to rich people.
What would they do? I mean, really?
If a rich guy in Wisconsin doesn't get another Lamborghini under his Christmas tree this year, that'd be a shame.
Republicans. Doing everything they can to stay in power, you know, gerrymandering the maps, you know, guaranteed. And tax cuts for the rich. I mean, they're
the donor class, huh?
the job creators, right?
Well, the legislative job creators on the Republican side, because, you know, it takes a lot of money to fund those campaigns. Dominic, Republican lawmakers who control the legislature's powerful budget writing committee. And if you don't know the math here, folks, Republicans get to set the agenda. 16 panelists, 12 Republicans.
Not even close.
Yeah, there is no fair and balanced on this committee. It is overwhelmingly Republicans. They like it that way. Anyways, they announced today, Thursday, that cuts in income taxes for Wisconsin residents by $3.5 billion through a plan that focuses its largest reductions, you know, for the state's wealthiest filers.
You know, if we had taken the Medicaid money with the expansion, how much would we have saved by now, do you think?
God, billions and billions. The plan was met with immediate pushback from Democratic Governor Tony Evers, whose spokeswoman reiterated the governor's opposition to focusing income tax relief for the top brackets. Yeah, because rich people, they need a break in this world.
God, it's so tough.
Evers has said he would likely not sign a budget that would lower the state's top income tax rates. The plan would reduce the top rate of 7.65% to 6.5%. That's a pretty good drop. Is a percentage?
15%.
Not bad. Which amounts, thanks for jumping ahead in the sentence. You know,
I just did the quick math.
Oh, sure you did. Math on the radio, that's your strong suit. Right. Which amounts to a 15% reduction, as Dom noted, for top earners in the state. The second highest rate would reduce by about 17%. I barely got that. 17.
You're choking up
a
little bit.
I'm exuberant, man. I mean, I like a tax cut like the from 5.3 to 4.4%. Damn, I like a tax cut like the next guy. Everybody likes Santa Claus, right? But this seems to concentrate a lot of savings. So the top tax break goes down over 1%, 1.15%. The second goes down from 5.3 to 4.4. Again, over 1%, about 20%, 17%. Of the overall taxation. But then you get down in the lower brackets. The lower brackets where, you know, working stiffs and radio guys are at. The third highest rate would go from 4.65 to 4.4. I mean, technically that is a break. But mathematically, it's only a 5.4% reduction. So about a third of the break to those that pay taxes at the higher marginal rates under Wisconsin law. And finally, the bottom rate would slightly reduce from 3.54 to 3.5. Why did you stick a stick in my eye?
Wow.
That is insulting to the working poor.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, as a percentage, not the actual rate, but the percentage reduction, the savings, again, 15% for the top earners, 17% for the second highest, a 5.4% reduction for the third highest and the very lowest. They don't even calculate it at the General Sentinel because it goes from 3.54 to 3.5.
They know the devil's advocates would never be able to express that as a fraction on the radio.
I'll do it during the break.
I don't know if I trust that you'd get it right. Mathematically, it's like you're going to be like 3 decimal points.
I mean, it would, right. It'd be embarrassing. Of course, that is embarrassing. Way to stick it to working folks, Republicans. Here is a quote, Terry Katzma, a Republican from Oostburg. We've been hearing about this $7 billion surplus for what, 6 months or so? And the budget committee has been working closely on how to organize our priorities on that. How do you think they came out? They're pretty organized.
Rich people. their priority.
And we wanted to be sure that we left enough money in there for a substantial tax relief.
for rich people.
It's important because this is a surplus that was caused by the hardworking taxpayers of the state.
But not the rich people.
But they're getting the biggest chunk, 15% savings, and a 17% savings for the second highest tier.
So what would that be? Like 32% savings, relatively speaking, if you pay at the two highest marginal tax rates. Because let's say you make, what, $1 million, Tom? You're paying your marginal tax rate at the lowest rate, and you got the 0.4% reduction.
Right, right.
And then you go to the next rate, you get your
5.4%, yep.
So that's where most of the income of working class and lower income people fall.
As a total number of people in the sample, the number of people.
$25,000 a year, all of your income falls basically in those tax brackets. You got zero tax cut. It's a rounding error tax cut. But let's say you were a high earner, $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, millions a year. You just got a fairly substantial tax break, perhaps as much as, what, 32% on the bracket. On the top bracket, you would still certainly net like a 15% all the way to infinity. You know, like the widow Hendricks makes, billions per year. To infinity, you get the tax break, the 15% off the top, right?
Right.
Just want to make sure I understood that.
Well, and again, to reiterate from Rep. Terry Katsma, it's important because this surplus was caused by the hardworking taxpayers of the state.
And then, well, I can't wait till we get to the racist component. The what? Sticking it to the UW system.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there. Let's talk about the property taxes. Republican proposal would also reduce property taxes by directing $590 million to the school levy credit. That comes in addition to a measure already approved by the committee, sending $31 million to the state's lottery credit, which also provides property tax relief.
Remember that number, $31 million.
All right, remember that number.
Republicans are putting $31 million additional in property tax relief. But remember that, because we're going to talk about the UW budget and their newest proposal for that.
Democrats and Republicans alike have eyed tax cuts in this budget cycle as the state sits on a massive, roughly $7 billion surplus. That pile of cash is projected to increase to almost $10 billion by 2024-25. However, lawmakers remain divided over exactly how to cut taxes.
Rich people, please say Republicans.
Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu had pushed to eliminate income tax brackets and implement a flat tax, a 3.25% tax over 4 years. A Senate committee held a hearing in April on the proposal, but it has not advanced further. Flat tax would have dramatically lowered taxes for higher earners, but given lower earners left less relief. Neighboring states, including Illinois and Michigan, have flat tax rates of 4.95 and 4.25. Again, Republicans proposed, but did not get out of hearing, 3.25.
Yeah, but that's 25 to 50% higher as a flat tax than being proposed by the Republicans here in the state of Wisconsin. You know, man, when will rich people get a break under these Republicans?
It's keep trying, man. They're trying. They're working for them.
Give me another tax break, please. Well, the sun also rises. It also sets. But never on a tax cut. Do they ever expire? No. Has the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Agricultural Tax Credit blows up the budget every year, like $350 billion.
A year.
A million. And it never sunsets. Never, ever. Don't let the sun
go down on me.
Something like that. Poor devils, come back. Join us, 844-967-2789.
He loves you and he needs money.
Billions and 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 billions.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Dom or Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 64. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Chance for scattered storms Sunday and Monday, 71. Sunday, 74. Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 68.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. 92.7 WMDX.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Your calls always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the shiny new Civic Media app has the capability to direct text us. And someone did so, and they did the math. And here is what they claim the tax reduction would be under this Republican proposal. Because they're always generous for their rich buddies, their donor class. But when it comes to the working stiff, the lowest tax brackets, the tax savings will go from 3.54% down to 3.5%.
Wow!
And our friend in the 310, that's Gardenia, California, says that's a 1.13% savings.
Woo!
As opposed to the top bracket, which got, what, over 15? And the 15 second and bracket, which 17. Got over 17. So a 32% cumulative savings, perhaps, up to the highest bracket. But if you're a broke working schmo, you get a 1.13% reduction.
In defense of the Republicans' position on this, you too would get a bigger tax breaks if you made more money.
Our tax.
So just make more money.
Our texter out there on the elitist coast, I don't know if you can trust elitist math, says, I probably shouldn't be doing math and texting while driving, though.
No!
You can call, though. 844. You know, because most people have voice call capabilities. 844-967-2789. Be a part of the greatest radio show ever. Although I got to keep an eye on. I don't even know if I got the lines up. We'll get you in a minute. If you're waiting, I'll find the phone lines.
Now. Yeah, let's get to the UW portion of this story, Crudy.
The racist component.
You haven't?
What's that?
Do you have it? What's the UW part of this?
Well, the UW system budget is to be cut by $32 million. Remember I said, remember that number, $31 million.
That the Republicans were sticking into like the state lottery credit to help further lower property taxes.
Approximately equal to this headline from Kelly Mayerhofer over at the Journal Sentinel. Republicans poised to cut UW system budget by $32 million in an attempt to defund diversity offices.
Oh, there we go.
You know, Robin Voss's pet project, if you will, Tom, just cutting all the woke out of UW and, you know, making sure it's a little less hospitable to those that aren't white and rich.
Whatever that means.
Republican, well, I don't think he likes black people, Dom. But anyways, let me read. I'm throwing some assumptions out there.
Yes, let's get to the facts.
Maybe the actions of his budgetary proposals, the priorities.
The priorities which they articulate so clearly for us.
Republican lawmakers who control the budget writing committee, again by a 12-4 margin, are moving forward with a $32 million cut to the University of Wisconsin system. Again, remember, we're sitting on a $7 billion surplus, setting the stage for a budget showdown. Because Democratic Governor Tony Evers has vowed to veto a spending plan that includes UW cuts. Again, $7 billion surplus. That's what they're sitting on. And they got money to send over to the, the lottery credit, more tax relief on top of the $590 million they'd already offered.
On property tax relief.
On property tax relief. And we talked about the grandiose cuts they want to do for rich people on the income tax. But when it comes to the UW, got to cut $32 million, or roughly equal to what the UW spends biannually on offices and employees focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI, which have drawn the ire, as it's written here, of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and other Republicans. Here's a quote, Dom. DEI offices and its programming are deeply embedded on every campus throughout Wisconsin, and they focus on outcomes that sow divisions among our students, according to Rep. Alex Dahlman, a Republican from Green Lake, who told reporters ahead of the Joint Committee on Finance meeting Thursday afternoon, these positions and programming are driven by divisive ideology instead of practical purposes.
I mean, divisive ideology, literally DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Again, Republicans have a problem with inclusion, claiming it's divisive. Well, maybe because they don't want inclusion? I mean, is that why this is divisive? Because they don't want the inclusion?
Yes.
I mean, what do you got?
Because they always had the boys club, the white club, and now they're inviting other people to the table, and they don't like that because they're somehow being diluted in their power, or so they perceive. And it certainly plays well on Fox News. There's much more. The UW system can potentially recoup the $32 million by presenting a spending plan focused on workforce initiatives that the budget committee would need to approve, Rep. Mark Boren, Beaver Dam, said. He's also on the Joint Finance Committee. The UW system president, Jay Rothman, has warned the cut could lead to campus closures and higher tuition rates because schools are already operating under financial strain. Could also lead some students to find our campuses less diverse, less inclusive, less inviting, let's say, Don.
We don't need any more inviting, but here's the deal. We'll give you the money if you just, do some, what did Bourne want? Workforce initiatives. I mean, if you're in college, aren't you,
you should be teaching them welding at that college, like Scott Walker asked.
What? So you're going to take away the money for DEI, diversity, right? Right? Equity, right? Inclusivity, you can take that away, but you get it back with workforce initiatives.
Dominic, 10 of the UW system's 13 campuses are expected to face a combined $60 million deficit by the summer of 2024. A recent report found Wisconsin's public university system is among the worst funded in the nation. In-state undergrads will pay an average of 5% more in tuition next school year, the first increase after a decade of frozen rates. Come back with us. The policy priorities seem a little racist.
Big hands, I know you're the one.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Screw you, taxpayer!
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. An extraordinary situation playing out in Russia as the leader of the country's key mercenary group is now calling for a rebellion against senior Russian military leaders. In a sign of how seriously the Kremlin was taking the threat, security's been heightened in Moscow and in Rostov-on-Don, which is home to the Russian military headquarters overseeing the fighting in Ukraine. In a near unanimous decision, the Supreme Court ruling against Texas and Louisiana, preventing states from forcing the Biden administration to deport more undocumented immigrants.
Congress can change the law, but states on their own can't go to court to force the administration to choose their policy choices about who should get deported. The Biden administration can now go forward with an immigration policy that they think is working.
ABC's Terry Moran. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he supports proposals from hard right lawmakers to expunge the two impeachments of former President Trump. This is ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Matinere.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Gary from Sussex. Hey, Gary.
Whose birthday is it? Is it both you guys' birthday or is it Mike's?
It's my birthday today. Mike's was 2 days ago.
I'm going to sing a happy birthday, and I'm going to sing it the right way. Happy birthday to you, Mr. President of his radio station and his sidekick.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a walk Thursday. We're in the 540 AM WAUK studios here, the Shaw. Caw the Shaw.
Oh, God.
That's what Pizza Box Mike says. It's kind of clever when he does it. You can always be a part of this big program, 844-967-2789. Dom, how do you explain if it's not racist? And, you know, from an outsider's vantage point, watching Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee, and obviously this has been the threat of Robin Voss, they're all being directed by the caucus leadership, by Boss Voss. He's telling them, go stick it to the UW system. It's not like they don't have the money. They're splurging money all over the place. They're cutting taxes. They're cutting property taxes. They're cutting lottery property taxes. Hell, they got money for everything except the UW system in an amount equal to the investment made in diversity programs. And my understanding, recent surveys showed like 75% of the students on campus want these programs in place. They came to UW to be exposed to diversity.
There's a reason for that. They're down with the community.
If you want nothing but white Republicans, go to Oral Roberts. You know what I mean? There are colleges for you. They're just Christian and not accredited.
Wait, isn't that where Supreme Court candidates, both of them that ran here in Wisconsin.
They both went to Regent, yes, didn't they?
It was Regent. But before that.
Former Pat Robertson
there you go.
School of Broadcast University
and,
or something.
And law.
And law. Yeah, it's very prestigious. It's a shocker Dan Kelly's not a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah, a little bit here, created the UW system president, Jay Rothman. We quoted him before. I want to get a little bit more of his quotes out there. Investments at even half of the rate of inflation would have afforded us a real opportunity to develop the talent that tomorrow's workforce desperately needs. Instead, continued erosion of state investment will diminish student access and affordability at our public universities. This is a missed opportunity and a significant setback to Wisconsin's efforts to win the war for talent. Rothman had asked for a $435 million budget increase over the next two fiscal years. He defended DEI, saying that the programming helps a broad variety of students who feel a sense of belonging on campus, including student veterans and women studying in male-dominated disciplines. Evers proposed a $305 million increase for the UW system. His spokeswoman did not immediately respond to a request for comment on Republicans' plan, but last week called it short-sighted and disastrous. Budget Writing Committee earlier this month declined to fund a new engineering building on the UW campus. The removal,
this is a head-scratcher.
The removal of the $347 million project baffled members in the business community, which is struggling to hire enough engineers, and the campus community, which had already secured more than $100 million from donors.
Private donations were matching government investment to upgrade because there is such a demand for these workforce development, in this case in engineering. And they said they'd put the $32 million back. They're stripping in a petty fashion. Some would perceive as a racist fashion, but they'll put that back, but only if they put those dollars in workforce development initiatives.
How about a new engineering building?
Make a nice down payment at least.
It certainly would. Ask about Republicans' focus on workforce initiatives and the decision declining to fund a project that would allow the flagship school to graduate hundreds of more engineers every year. Republican Bourne said the project is part of the ongoing discussions. It's an ongoing discussion. We have top men working on it right now.
You already cut it out because Tony proposed it. You hate it. And the fact that, I mean, these are well-paying jobs. Now, I sat in the front row of a Robin Voss press conference once upon a time, and his idea of workforce development was to give a foreign corporation billions to demolish homes in his district and turn them over to a foreign corporation.
Using the force of government through eminent domain to rip people's property from their ownership and hand it over to a foreign corporation. Yes, that Robin Voss and Foxconn?
For what he defined as $13 an hour well-paying jobs. That was why we sold our soul to Foxconn. That was the upside the day they proposed it. And you compare these actions when you actually talk about investing in the generations in the future. These are our kids, man. My kids, I got one in college, one going to college. You got at least one in college.
One. I'll take it a gap year, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens. Anyways, you get the point. Let's invest in the kids. Let's invest in what makes Wisconsin great. And Robin Voss, I mean, clearly this man is full of hubris at this point. He survived, what, the primary of Adam Steen? Well, take that up with your party, man, but stop sticking it to the people of the state of Wisconsin for some petty gain.
And come on, we got a $7 going to a $10 billion surplus. We can't properly, or at least, fund our UW systems, our education, like our peer states in this country.
Not if it includes diversity, inclusion.
What? So all those everything's been solved. All that problem, everything's done. Now we had a black president, so there is no more racism. Until you go drive around some cities in Wisconsin and you see the Confederate flag flying around. I mean, come on. This is still a thing. It still needs active effort. We haven't solved the problem. But this, of course, what is the motivation for this? Well, of course, what, does he want to run for governor? This is like the baby DeSantis move. He's doing the same kind of thing.
Baby DeSantis.
Yes. He's doing the same thing. It's all about the politics. And it's so shallow. It's so obvious. Come on, we have the opportunity to do the right thing here, to fund, to use our combined resources to fund our university, to fund education. Hell, engineering, we need those, right? There's a big push for engineers.
Just to do math on the radio for us.
Come on.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you're first today. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, guys. Well, it seems to me the Republicans have no respect for any kind of working class people at all. I mean, they want to denigrate the people that cut our hair and say, well, you don't really need a license for that. You don't need an education to do that. Well, I talk to the people that cut my hair. I mean, they get training on how to handle the hazardous chemicals they're putting in our heads in some cases. I mean, you need training to do that kind of thing.
But, Mark, you know why they would try to undermine the licensure of cosmetologists? Is, of course, because they've undermined the licensure of other things. And by contrast, the fact that you must be licensed to be a cosmetologist seems ironic. You know what I mean? Like, you put them side by side. Like, shouldn't you have qualifications for many of the jobs? But hell, man, 14-year-old bartenders and unlicensed cosmetologists, it's heaven on earth here in Wisconsin.
It drives me crazy because it's a lack of respect for that all work should be valued, and if it needs to get done, it should be valued, and there's value in all labor. But they don't see the value in labor unless it's somebody laboring to give tax cuts to the people at the very top who might have worked hard in the past, but some of those people got a big boost up from government spending back in the day.
Just to,
you know, the widow Hendricks, I think. Back in the day, she's gotten all kinds of blanket contracts with the state of Wisconsin that supplies. I mean, that it just is.
Well, hell, she gets manufacturer's tax credit. She got the Trump tax credit. And, you know, they're offering her another tax credit. Because God knows rich people could use a break in this state. Please send me money. Right here at the Walk Studios.
See, the Republicans.
I'm saying nothing but nice things.
The Republicans, they're just, the Republicans understand that all the poor people out there would get these kinds of breaks if they just made a little more money.
They just got rich.
Just get rich and you'll get the benefit. I mean, it's really that simple.
Because rich people always get rich by working really hard.
Totally.
That's why
always true every time.
That's why every gender I know is just laying away cash. 844-967-2789. I got to tell you, CJ, I was listening this morning when Hall of Famer Leroy Butler was on the Earl Ingram Show. And I got to tell you, man, I'm not sure if I'm comfortable with Calvin sending you your autographed picture.
Well, yeah, I felt... pretty privileged to speak to the legend, Leroy. And my dad, you know, he's been gone 22 years, and some of my best memories were watching the Packers. And my God, my dad loved that guy. He said, just watch what the ground he covers. And when he hit someone,
yeah,
he would, go through them. Mm-hmm. And, I think he was compared to hitting someone like Ray Lewis. Just when you did, it didn't matter how big the guy was. They knew it. And he just was a good player, and he's even a better man. And, yeah, it was pretty cool. And I actually wanted to have it.
I can I can hear the real emotion in your voice. So I'll let you get your picture. You want it fair and square based on Earl's criterion of random number callers. But CJ, why don't you ever give the greatest radio host ever their due respect on the radio?
Well, I did the first time I called you and got a T-shirt. I got the number one T-shirt from Devil's Advocate. Isn't that awesome?
That's amazing, that CJ. Better hang out of that thing. It's going to be worth money someday.
That thing disintegrated after seven washes. So.
You should have put it in a...
You probably look good in mesh, CJ. You should give it a try.
They actually called that a fabric. I can't believe it. I thought it was a paper towel. But, no, I appreciate it, guys.
We're in your broadcast excellence. We're not...
I love you guys. You make me all emotional about my dad. And, you know, you bring it up again. Wow. But, no, I do thank you for that. Pretty cool. And Earl's given me the chance to speak to Gilbert, the grain digger. And what a
Packer
cool guy
Hall of
that
Famer.
You've talked
to two Hall of Famers on the Civic Media Network. Thank you, Earl Ingram. Thank you, Sage and Crudy and Dom. And every day you call and troll us all the same. What's that, CJ?
Well, I do. I appreciate you guys. And obviously, I don't agree on a lot of stuff with you, and I was going to go there, but I'm going to leave you alone tonight
CJ, you sound a little plugged up, man. Really, you sound a little stuffy. You all right?
I am coming off COVID.
Oh, dude.
Been
that
vaccinated,
sucks.
Had the booster. Oh, yeah. So I'm rebounding. I feel a lot better than I sound. I know that. I don't even have a radio voice, but I feel like I'm talking in a tunnel.
All right, man. Well, you be well out there, man. Best of luck to you. Hope you heal up quick so we can get you back on.
Let's end this call while we're ahead with CJ.
I know. I think it's we have to take advantage while we can.
You know, Earl said to me off air today, because I called Earl. I didn't even know it was Earl's birthday, man. I saw Earl on, you know how I know it was Earl's birthday? Your wife was wishing our buddy Earl happy birthday on Facebook, and I saw it there, and I'm like, oh, man, I didn't even know. I saw Earl this morning. I didn't even say happy birthday. You know, he's so smitten with Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. And I listened, and we talked about CJ specifically. I'm like, yeah, man, that guy calls us every day, trolls us every day. He says, you know what a fanboy he is every time I have a Packer on?
Right.
And I've heard it a couple of different times, including this morning. I listened to that, and it's big time. Big time.
Big time fanboy, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, bless you. Like Beatles passing out kind of stuff.
And we did get a text on the shiny new Civic Media app. Dude, no. Can't imagine CJ and Mesh. what my pal Earl Ingram, who is a hell of a human being, as is Leroy Butler. Two big men. Hall of Fame human beings. And what Earl said to me is, you know, CJ's probably not a halfback guy. And I said, come on, man. Come back, poor Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry
and Jane Mattenair.
Before I send boxes over, I have to take all of my things out. These boxes were interspersed with all sorts of things.
But who doesn't stuff their pants and their shoes into a box full of work documents to sort out later? Every time I leave a job, that's what I end up doing with my box of work papers. Bras go in there and just, you know, and I'll sort it out later.
As Goes Wisconsin, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for Organized Crime, Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to about 64 overnight under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 86. Cloudy skies. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Overcast. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 68.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn directs WLAK. 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom Ancrude on Mad Radio. 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
Just don't be a fanboy like CJ.
You can be a fanboy. We like the fans.
Well, you can be a Crudy and Dom fanboy. Just don't be like a total Packer fanboy and then call us and tell us about it. Dominic, we talked about the Republican proposal. More tax cuts for the rich, because damn it if they don't need a break in this world. Saw an article at The Hill, and I put this one on our Facebook page, and I don't really encourage the social media use, but if you ever wonder what we're going to talk about on a particular day, we share with each other articles on the Facebook at The Devil's Advocates Radio, and you can join us there, and you can prep along for the show. But anyways, Dom, TheHill.com reporting, an average American income isn't enough for a comfortable living in 2023, and that's a couple different reports saying it. Here are a couple of the numbers. I know math is not fun to do on the radio, but, you know, think along with your own income level. A typical U.S. family earns about $71,000 per year, according to the census. Yet the average American believes a family needs to make at least $85,000 in annual household income to get by, according to a recent Gallup poll. The finding tracks with a recent study from Smart Asset, a financial technology company, which found the average American worker needs about $68,500 after taxes, after FICA, SUTA, all the other gobble up out of your paycheck. You need about $68,500 in after-tax income to live comfortably.
That's the average American worker.
Average American worker, and that's about 85 grand a year if you take a 20% tax hit. Two releases point to the same conclusion. Many Americans earn too little today to obtain a decent standard of living in their communities. Now, Madison, Wisconsin, I live there. I got to tell you, Madison is becoming quite unaffordable from a housing perspective. Got some of the highest rental price growth in the nation.
Wow.
Average rent now, I thought I saw over $2,000 a month.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
For renting. That's
for rent.
Rent.
With no write-offs, per se. American households are feeling the pinch after 3 years of relentless economic headwinds, and I don't think the Fed's helping. Inflation, a negligible factor in recent years, surged to 5% in 21, 8% in 22. It now stands at 6%, according to federal data, for the first quarters of 22 and 23. Now, rising prices prompted an unprecedented run of interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve, lifting the benchmark federal funds rate from zero effectively to about 5% in a year. That's pretty rapid.
That's rapid.
Every month, half a point, half a point, half a point. I think they paused now. All this came amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which pushed the nation's jobless rate close to 15% at the height of the national lockdown. That was 2020. Here's a statement. Peter Earle, an economist at the American Institute for Economic Research. We're just coming out of this really unusual time when we had pandemic scarcity. We had a loss of work, and I think it sort of distorted perceptions about the cost of living. Lockdowns were sort of an existential experience for a lot of people. And the Gallup poll taken in April found that 30% of Americans believe a family needs six figures, you know, think 100 grand a year, to get by in their community. Only 14% of respondents said a household could make do with less than 50 grand. And even that threshold is $20,000 higher than the federal poverty line. Family of four, 30 grand. A lot of people in Milwaukee, a lot of people in Wisconsin, across this state. Family of four living on 30 grand a year, Dom.
A quote, Douglas Holtz Eakin, an economist and president of the American Action Forum, a conservative think tank, said, I think the real crux of the issue is, what does it mean to, quote unquote, get by? Sure, that's a great question. The Hill reports lower-income families earning less than $40,000 per year told Gallup pollsters a household needs $66,000-plus to get by on average. Upper-income individuals earning $100,000 or more said nothing short of $100,000 would suffice. There's lots of other data that says that people whose incomes are relatively high are living paycheck to paycheck, they said. 10 years ago, in an earlier Gallup poll, the average American believed a household could get by in $58,000 a year. That number exceeded the median household income at the time of $52,250. The gap seems to be growing between what Americans earn and what they consider a sufficient income. The Gallup figure from 2013, $58,000, was about 10% higher than the median household for the year. In 23, the figure, $85,000, exceeds the current median income by about 20%. The gap continues to grow, Crudy. A lot has changed in a decade. In 2023 America, the average family might reasonably expect the price of groceries and gas to climb by 5% or 10% per year into perpetuity. The average homeowner might assume mortgage rates will remain in the 5 to 7% range for the foreseeable future after a decade of historically low rates. Therefore, American families would have good reason to dial up their expectations for what it takes to live comfortably. Salaries haven't kept pace with inflation. You think? Rising interest rates have pushed up housing costs. The Smart Asset Report found that the average income to maintain a comfortable lifestyle, quote unquote, rose by 20% between 22 and 23, from $57,000 to $68,000 plus in take-home pay in 25 largest metro areas. That report, derived from MIT's Living Wage Calculator, assumes the average family will allocate half of its after-tax income into basic living expenses, 30% to discretionary and 20% to savings
like
and
your bar
debt.
Tab, Don.
Right. By that formula, a resident would need to clear $84,000 a year to live comfortably in San Fran, $78,500 in New York, and $76,000 in Washington, D.C.
You can't live on that.
No way.
I mean,
you can live in the street.
You could live in Osceola for that.
Come on.
But you're not going to live in Manhattan for what? 84 grand a year, whatever it said.
Yeah, as Hill goes on here, looking at actual salaries in those cities, it would appear that many residents do not live comfortably. Median per capita income is about $124,000 in San Francisco, $85,000 in New York, and $81,000 in Washington, D.C. Those are pre-tax figures. Take-home pay rates are obviously much lower. A key factor, rising living costs, spiraling household expenses, monthly rent, as you mentioned, Curry, outpacing inflation. Last year, median monthly rent surpassed $2,000 for the first time, according to Redfin. Housing prices also going up. Cars becoming luxury purchases. Vehicle prices going up.
I got a couple of texters on the shiny new Civic Media app. My Social Security for disability is $1,300 a month and $23 in food shares. Supposed to live on this?
Wow.
Here's another. Madison is way too expensive. To retire, I had to sell and move to a less expensive location. So now I live in a great little town, Baraboo. Come check it out. The Circus Parade this Saturday at 11. I think it's playing out on WRPQ. 99.7 FM. Baraboo's voice and music. Come back. More Devils Advocates. The Happier Happy Hour is next.
look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition: wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air,
WLAK 1260 AM Amory,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.